Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, this is Holly Strand from Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. 12 miles up the Logan Canyon in the Bear River Range of the Wasatch Mountains is the grave of Old Ephraim, the last grizzly bear seen in Utah. He was trapped and shot in 1923 by Frank Clark, a sheep herder from Malad. Clark, an animal lover except for bears, doggedly tracked Old Ephraim for 10 years, during which the grizzly poached local sheep with impunity. The name grizzly is based on the fact that bears in North America's interior have hairs with white tips, resulting in a grizzled appearance. Many think the grizzly is a separate species, but in fact, the brown bears of North America, Northern Asia, and Europe are all local variations of the same species, Ursus arctos. Grizzly, Kodiak, Manchurian, and Siberian brown bears may differ in size and color, but they all share a characteristic shoulder hump, a dished face, and extra long claws so good for digging. Old Ephraim was said to be a giant grizzly, weighing in at around 1,100 pounds. Such a weight would be unremarkable for a coastal Alaskan brown bear, which can reach up to 1,500 pounds. But because of their more limited food supply, interior brown bears such as Old Ephraim usually range between 225 and 670 pounds. Thus, it is very likely that the 1,100-pound figure might just be the product of good storytelling. Today, you may visit Utah's most famous brown bear in two different places. Old Ephraim's skull is on display in the Tanner Reading Room of Utah State University's Merrill Kazir Library in Logan. But maybe the best way to pay your respects to this Utah celebrity is to hike up to his old stomping grounds northeast of Logan. His grave is 6 miles up the right-hand fork of the Logan River. A large stone monument built by the Boy Scouts lies near the gravesite. This is Holly Strand for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. ¶¶